Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of April 12th. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. On the Gamers In this week, we welcome a second fresh new guest host who's never been on the show before. His name is Travis, and he's going to be joining us to discuss his time with Horizon Zero Dawn on PC. I know he was waiting for a sale, he finally picked it up. So, he's going to bring it on the show and we're going to talk about it. He's also, shout out to Final Fantasy fans, he's been playing Final Fantasy 13, which I know wasn't the most well-received game in the franchise, but it's an interesting one because it's actually the first Final Fantasy game that I played at launch. Played a few over the years, but really, Final Fantasy 13 was the one that I picked up at launch on my PS3 after I've purchased a PS3. It's actually a game that me and my roommates, we all had our own PS3 after my one roommate had a launch PS3, and then during school, the other roommate and I went out and bought a PS3 at the same time so we could all play games together in our separate rooms. I mean, I'm talking to gamers here, so you get it. There are times when you want to play split-screen, sort of co-op, couch co-op, but then there are other times when you want to take advantage of having your own screen and playing certain games. I think the game that made us do it was maybe Battlefield, or I honestly can't remember, but hey, I'm never one to walk away from buying a new console. So that's not a segue into me buying an Xbox Series X. That has not happened. But Travis has been playing Final Fantasy 13 Lightning Returns, which I believe is the third one in the Final Fantasy 13 sort of trilogy. I never played any of the sequels, so I'm looking forward to hearing what his thoughts are on Lightning Returns. My favorite thing about the 13 series was the main character voiced by Liara in Mass Effect, who is one of my favorite characters in Mass Effect. So we'll see what Travis's thoughts are when we talk about Final Fantasy 13. As for me, I've been playing Oddworld Soulstorm on PlayStation 5. It's the PlayStation Plus April PS5 game. The game is out on PC, PS4, and PS5. But if you want to, you get it for free if you're a PlayStation Plus subscriber on the PS5. In this case, it's not cross-buy, but I think it's cross-buy if you purchase it, but it's not cross-buy if you redeem the PS5 version from PlayStation Plus. Either way, Oddworld is not a franchise I really have a lot of experience with. A lot of people probably know Oddworld from like the box art that you would see in stores. It was like it was all a bunch of alien creatures, and the main character, Abe, had like these stitches across his mouth, and that was a very iconic box art to me. Someone who didn't own a PlayStation, didn't play a lot of PC games back in the day, I remember that box art in EB Games as I was picking up Nintendo games and such. And then there was I don't know if it's a spin-off, but there was like a pseudo sequel. It was like Munch's Odyssey. Never played that one, even though I did have the Xbox. But I'm going to talk about Oddworld Soulstorm. It's one of those games that, you know, there's not a lot of PlayStation 5 content. It was free with my PlayStation Plus subscription. Figured I'd give it a shot. Might not be for me, but it sure is a pretty game. They really do a lot of work to craft those cutscenes, so we'll talk about that. And speaking of subscriptions, I also played Pac-Man 99, which is the new Battle Royale on the Nintendo Switch Online service. And I'm terrible at Pac-Man. I'm okay at Tetris. I'm pretty good at Super Mario Brothers. Not great at Pac-Man. So it's no surprise that I have not been able to crack through the top 40 in Pac-Man 99. It's a lot more, I'll say this, like, there's more danger in Pac-Man than there are in Tetris 99. So as you're moving through the maze, you are constantly having to avoid the ghosts, and there's just a lot of obstacles, and yeah, I have not been able to crack past the top 40, but that's fine, that happens. Jocelyn is expected to return next week, the week of the 19th, so we'll welcome her back to the show. But as I said, this week we are going to have Travis on as a guest host. In the news, there's not a lot of big news as of this recording. Big Schreier report came out of Bloomberg, It looks like Sony's been having some issues with, not issues, but their focus has been on big games, and it's really paid off with God of War and Spider-Man, but we're going to discuss this story in the Gamers Inn because it basically confirms, you know, the two headlines that it confirms that are really interesting and frustrating is that The Last of Us is getting a remake, and the story behind that remake is really interesting. It's not just, we want to make this remake, let's do it. There's like a little bit of nuance to it in the background that kind of led up to what a lot of people would be frustrated to hear is that they're remaking a game that has already had a remaster. And Days Gone 2 is not happening, which is a huge bummer. I can't believe we're not getting a sequel to that game. I liked it. I would say I loved it as well. Like, there's a lot to love about that game, and I think it set up a really interesting sequel that we're not going to see the light of, which is really frustrating. I was hoping they would give Ben Studio another shot at that, but doesn't appear to be the case. Looking at Summoner's Call, you might have noticed that there's nothing in the feed this week. That's because we're taking a little bit of a break. It's a slow week in Fae, so we are going to take a week off, but we will return next week. We should have details on the next Special Heroes batch, as well as another chapter of Game Club, so look forward to that. Looking at new releases for April, so you have MLB The Show 21. I think I talked about this last week, an interesting title. Used to be PlayStation exclusive, is now coming to the Xbox platform, and will be day one on the Xbox platform for Game Pass. And supposedly the news out there is that that has been an MLB decision, not necessarily PlayStation. Judgment is getting its next-gen version on April 23rd. That is a new purchase, not an upgrade, a free upgrade. There might be an upgrade path, but Jim will correct me. Thanks, Jim. Near Replicant version 1.22474487139 coming to PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC on the 23rd. Assassin's Creed Valhalla gets its first DLC expansion on April 29th, so look forward to that. I'm going to be playing that. Looking forward to it. Although I got to figure out what power level I need to be, so I have to look at that. Got to work towards it. Finally, new Pokemon Snap coming to the Switch on April 30th, and Returnal, the next-gen exclusive on PlayStation 5, will be out on April 30th as well. Let's see who battles it out and wins. Pokemon Snap or Returnal? We'll see. We shall see. But that is going to do it for this mini. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGIDiscord. Thanks for listening. Have yourselves a great week.